Hello, everybody. Welcome to Weekly Trash, the safe place to cleanse your mind, body, and soul of all that trash you consume this week so you can consume some more tomorrow.
And I'm your host, Josie Van Dyke, and I am sitting next to the man, the myth, the mumbler, Mr. Easton Simpson, everybody.
That's me. That was me.
I really wanted to mumble as good as you, but it's just so hard. How do you do it?
No, it was good. You killed it.
You
I thought it was perfect.
You were so... I just literally made noises with my mouth. I was just like... I'm a huge fan. Huge fan of Easton Simpson. If you don't follow him on TikTok, Instagram, what are you doing? You're the funniest man on the internet. But I need to do a dumpster deep dive into who you are because I know literally nothing. So, Easton, are you ready to get deep dived?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay.
Today's Dumpster Deep Dive is brought to you by Hello Seconds. Hello Seconds is a high-end thrift store located in Linden, Utah that offers a unique shopping experience for everyone. With a wide range of clothes, home decor, and accessories, Hello Seconds is the perfect place to find hidden gems at affordable prices. You can find brands like Free People, Lululemon, Nike, Anthropologie, Zara, and etc. There are so many amazing brands that you can shop from. At Hello Seconds, the focus is on embracing personal style without breaking the bank. Bougie on a budget. The store believes that fashion shouldn't have a high price tag, and they strive to provide customers with fashionable options at affordable prices. With a constantly changing inventory, there's always something new to discover at Hello Seconds. And not only that, but one of the standout features of Hello Seconds is the affordable booth rental option where you can make 70% of your sales. Yeah, just selling clothes that you no longer wear that is another person's treasure. Sellers can rent a booth for $20 a week and receive assistance from staff in promoting and selling their items daily. But if you mention Weekly Trash, you will get that rental for free. So join the community of fashion-forward individuals who appreciate the thrill of finding amazing deals at Hello Seconds. Whether you're looking to update your wardrobe or decorate your home or make some cash, Hello Seconds is the place to go. And I have great news because Hello Seconds now has a website. Go to HelloSeconds.com and use code TRASHERS when booking to get your free booth rental. Love ya!
Easton, where are you from?
I'm from American Fork, Utah.
Utah.
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Yep.
And how old are you?
22.
22. And I stalked you and saw that you served a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You served in Arkansas, is that right?
Yes, Arkansas.
My dad's from Little Rock.
Okay.
What part of Arkansas were you in?
Bentonville, so it's like northwest.
Okay.
So the opposite side of Little Rock, but...
Was it English speaking, I'm assuming?
It was. I was supposed to go to Argentina. That's right as COVID hit. So I was supposed to speak Spanish,
yeah.
But I only spoke English.
Oh, man. So did you get to go to an MTC in Mexico?
I didn't.
No.
I was the first group to do online training.
Okay, what was that like? The MTC, when I grew up, I feel so old. I'm 28. I'm not even that old. But when I grew up, the MTC was like so different than it is now.
Yeah.
Now you like train at home.
Right.
Like what? Like what was that experience like knowing that your friends are like down the street?
Yeah, it was weird because I'm just like sitting like in my bedroom with my name tag on. And it was literally the first week, so they had no idea what they were doing. So all of our teachers, like, for the first 2 days, they didn't have Wi-Fi. And so I'm not kidding, for the first 2 days, our whole class just sat on there with no teacher because the teacher kept disconnecting.
Just sitting there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Were you bummed when you found out you had to go to Arkansas, or were you like, it's meant to be?
I was bummed at first, but as I spent time there, I realized that it was exactly where I was supposed to be.
You liked it?
It was good, yeah.
I loved it. Do you have a big family or a small family?
I'm the youngest of five.
Okay, you're the baby.
Yep, I'm the baby.
What's the age, like, what's your oldest sibling's age?
So the oldest is my half-brother. He's 32.
Okay.
And then the one closest to me is 3 years older. He's 25.
Okay. And are you guys pretty close?
We are very close. We just lived together for the last 6 months.
No way.
Yep.
So did you grow up, like, all besties, or what was life in the Simpson household?
Were your parents
married?
Yeah. We were all pretty close. I have three half-siblings and then only one real brother.
Okay.
But we all grew up in the same house. We basically did everything together.
Were the half-siblings from dad or mom?
Two from my mom and then one from my dad.
Okay, so they got married and then had you and your brother.
Yep, but then we all lived in the same house.
That's so fun.
It was fun. It was really fun.
That's a nice big old family. And
In
school, were you like the class clown like you are now?
Honestly, I wasn't. I was very serious in school.
Really?
Like, I played basketball. I like was just excited for college. Like I had like a good group of friends, but I wasn't like, definitely wasn't the class clown.
Really? That's yeah. so surprising. So you played basketball.
Yeah.
Did you want to play college?
I did. Yeah. That was always my dream, was to play basketball. I was like, I want to go to a good school. I want to play basketball there. And then slowly over time, that kind of just changed.
Yeah. When you were a senior, did you sign anywhere or did you
No. I stopped playing sophomore year. Oh. That's kind of when I started getting into videos and extreme sports and stuff like that.
Okay. Because yeah. You're a skater boy. You have skater boy vibes.
Yeah.
Like, what's your ideal sport right now that you do?
I'm starting to skate a lot more.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite. I'm not that good at skating, but I enjoy it a lot.
Well, you play the part. Like, you look like you would be. So
yeah. And then in the winter, it's snowboarding.
Snowboarding. Yeah. You fit that vibe for sure. For sure. So when you served your mission, were you excited, nervous? Was it something that like you had to do or did you want to go?
I grew up wanting to serve a mission. I was like, how cool would it be to just go somewhere for 2 years and teach people about Jesus? And so I kind of wanted to go. But after I got my call and then COVID hit, all my friends came home and they decided not to go back out. Like all of them that were like really close to me. And right before I left is actually when I started making money on YouTube. And so to give that up for 2 years was really hard, but it kind of just took, I had to like look at what was important in my life.
Yeah.
And it was definitely very hard to go, but it was super worth it.
What was one of the coolest experiences in Arkansas?
Well, I actually, I did videos my whole mission because of COVID.
Still, even when you were out there.
Yeah. I didn't knock one door.
No way.
I traveled the mission and I filmed people's stories about how they found God. And so being there actually taught me a lot about storytelling.
Yeah.
And I was running like this social media team, which was very similar to the YouTube team that I was running at home. And so it really just prepared me for what my life was going to be like in the future. And I don't think there was a better way for me to prepare than to go on my mission.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So you didn't have like the dinners where you sit in people's homes?
We did.
You did
and
a little
we
bit?
We still like, it was pretty normal.
Yeah.
But we were just moving away from knocking doors and trying to transition into social media. And COVID was just a good way for us to do that. Because knocking on doors is kind of weird.
Like yeah.
People in shirt and ties knocking on doors trying to teach you about something.
It's good
something.
Sales technique, though. It teaches you good skills, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you came home, were your plans just go right back into what you left? Or
it was.
Did you? Yeah.
I was waiting for the day I could get home just so I could get back into making videos.
Yeah. And you kind of just blew up. When do you feel like you really, on TikTok, like got momentum to where it was like, this is my job? Because so, YouTube, you were on YouTube.
Right. So when I left, my friends had taken over our YouTube channel. We have a channel called Gas Boys.
Yeah.
And my friends kind of had taken it over and they posted a couple of videos while I was gone. And they did a good job at like keeping the page there. And when I got back, I was kind of expecting it just to like blow up. I was like, okay, well, I went and I served God for 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's my time to like get what I deserve, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah, come on. I sacrificed. Give
and
me the
then
blessings.
I got home and my parents had moved out of my hometown. They moved to Manti, Utah, which is like two hours from here. Yeah.
Why did they move there?
Just where they wanted to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Middle of nowhere.
So I didn't have a place here. And in order to make my YouTube dream work, I had to stay here. And I just was serving a mission for 2 years, so I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
And so I spent like the first year home just kind of sleeping on my buddy's couches, sleeping with my friends.
Yeah,
and
sleepovers.
I was basically homeless, which was really, really hard because like I just got home. I was expecting to go back into my life before,
yeah.
But a lot had changed and it took so long to get any traction on YouTube. And
really?
Then to top it all off, like about a month after I got home, my TikTok had gotten deleted, which that was like the thing that was feeding my YouTube channel.
No, how many followers did you have when it got deleted?
About 100,000.
Oh my
so that wasn't
gosh.
Huge.
But like that's still a lot of work to get to that point and then have it be gone.
Right.
What happened?
They said I had too many community guideline violations.
Like what?
TikTok was really sensitive at the time. I had 100, like over 100 videos get deleted. I think at the 100th is when like my account got permanently banned. But we would like light off fireworks and do extreme sports and like, so
like
it was
Jackass
like dangerous.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so TikTok just labeled it as dangerous content.
Oh man.
Yeah, which was so sad.
That sucks. Yeah. So you had to literally start from zero.
I did. I had to start from ground zero. And it's so hard to build a YouTube channel like nowadays without TikTok feeding
it.
And so not having a place to live, my TikTok getting deleted, it was very discouraging. And I was like this close to giving up.
What made you not give up?
I knew that I would never be happy unless I made it happen.
It's true.
Yeah.
The what ifs, the regrets. What ifs.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Because did you want to go to college? Are you in college?
In high school, I wanted to go to college. I was I was taking AP classes and I was just like, that was my
You're
that
smart
was my
guy.
Goal.
Yeah, you're serious.
And then senior year, I started like realizing that there's a lot more to life than just another 4 years of school. And I think college is good if what you want to do requires a degree. But I knew that I just wanted to make videos and I didn't see a point for me to go to college. And so that's when my dream kind of shifted. And so I'm not in college now. I'm doing YouTube and TikTok full time, which is awesome.
So, but at one point, were you enrolled in school?
I enrolled. I got accepted into a couple of colleges.
Okay.
But I never went.
Never went.
Yeah.
So TikTok, when did your new account start to like build again? Because having to grow from zero is literally so hard.
So hard. It was the hardest
thing
ever.
So hard.
So it was beginning of last summer.
Okay.
I had about $50 in my bank account. Like I went and did sales. I saved up for a year so I could just keep going.
Yeah.
And I was literally down to my last $50. And my brother texted me. He's like, hey, I'm going to New York. I'm filming two weddings. If you want to come be my second shooter. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And he wasn't going to pay me, but he's going to fly me out there. I was like, it's a cool opportunity.
Yeah.
And then on that trip, the second day while we were there, I filmed the most random TikTok of, we were in this mall. And the whole point of the TikTok was like skating in the mall because it was really empty.
Yeah.
And I saw a security guard and my brother was like, what if you asked him to skate and then you like pretended to skate but didn't actually skate?
Yes, yes.
And so
I've
filmed
seen
that.
It.
I was like, can I skate in here? And then I pretended to skate. And then it hit like 1 million overnight. And then like the next day I had like 10 million and like 15 million. And I was like, oh, okay. Like I finally got some traction on my new account. And then I filmed another one the next day and then did 18 million. And then those just started to pile on. And that trip when I had $50 left in my bank account was finally when things started to work.
Wait, that's incredible.
Yeah.
How do you come up with these ideas? And like, obviously your friend helped you with like, you should go pretend to skate. But like the mumbling, the putting hot dogs in people's pants, like all these things. Because you say you weren't a class clown. So like, where does this come from?
I watched a lot of YouTube growing up. Like I would watch all these creators like come up with like funny prank ideas. And sometimes when I'm laying in bed, I'm like, oh, this would be funny. This would be funny.
Yeah.
The hot dog one I got from, do you know Ross Creations? He's a YouTuber. He'd done it before. So some of them I kind of take from people that have done it in the past. Sometimes they just video ideas pop into my head on the spot.
Do you get nervous?
At first, I got really nervous. Like talking to people and like trying to like create engaging content was very nerve-wracking.
Like but interviewing people, but like speaking gibberish?
Yeah. That was...
Let's talk about that because the mumbling is crazy. You're so good at it.
Thank you.
Did that come naturally? Like, was that an idea of yours or did you take that from somewhere else?
So I used to do it in high school, just all my homies.
Yeah.
It was, for some reason, we thought it was so funny to get our friends to say what. And so I would be like, oh, yo, I was at Chick-fil-A and the worker, did he talk to you? And they'd be like, what? And I would just laugh. I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
And then after the can I skate in here prank, my account started to lose traction a little bit. And so I was at BYU just trying to come up with something. And I was like, what if I mumbled again? And then so I just filmed one video and it did really well. People thought it was hilarious. And
no,
so I just so kept running it out.
How did you get the opportunity to go to this golf tournament? Because that's the most recent ones that had me peeing my pants, Easton. I was dying. And I'm just this mom of three getting her toilet break after a long day and dying laughing on the toilet watching your videos.
Thank you.
They're so funny.
I have no idea how...
Did they like reach out to
you? Yeah. They saw my videos and PGA is known for like filming like funny content with their golfers, especially the
like pranking them,
the ones that are there for the first time. And so they just sent me an email and they're like, hey, we want you to come mumble to the golfers. We think it'd be funny. We'll fly you out. And it was my first real brand deal that actually paid me. And so it was really cool.
Was it so fun?
It was
so fun. Was it intimidating though at all?
I was a little nervous, but I'm not a big golf fan. Instead of me, it was kind of just like regular people.
They're just strangers.
But if it was like basketball, like NBA or NFL, I would have been like a little bit more nervous.
Well, that's next.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely next.
That's for sure next. No, you're going to be like on the red carpets. You're going to be mumbling everywhere. You're the mumble god.
We just set up today. I don't think I can say what.
You can be vague.
What premiere it is. But Disney reached out. And so
Shut
We're going to be on the red carpet at a big movie premiere, mumbling to the cast and the filmmakers.
That is incredible. Yeah. Do you like have to like pinch yourself sometimes and be like, holy shit, I'm like doing this? Like,
yeah.
Like, what does your family think? What do your friends think? Like, you literally mumble for a living.
They think it's awesome. They're all so supportive. They think it's great.
That's incredible. Are your, because you have the YouTube channel mm-hmm. with your friends. So right now, what are you more focused on? Like TikTok, the mumbling, the videos with mm-hmm. YouTube with your friends, the pranking. Like, what's your main focus right now?
My main focus right now is TikTok.
Okay.
Just because that's where I'm getting most of my money from. And yeah. I'm trying to make a living.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm spending a little bit of time on my YouTube channel with my homies and then a lot of time on my own personal YouTube channel. So I got those two. And then TikTok is my biggest focus right now.
I love it. I love it. And you have a girlfriend.
I do. I do have a girlfriend.
What's her name?
Crosby.
Crosby. And yep. How long have you guys been together?
10 months yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like 10 years. Oh. And I was like, wait, no, whoa, no. Elementary sweethearts. Okay. 10 months. And does Easton see himself getting married one day?
I do see myself getting married, having a family.
Are you going to do the typical Utah thing? Are you still a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
Yeah. I definitely don't want to have a Utah wedding or a Utah reception where people just get in the line and just...
Yeah, no.
I want to throw like a really amazing event and party.
Can I sneak in? Can I be invited?
Oh, you'll be there. I'll be there.
But here's the thing. If it's not a Mormon wedding, you want it to be like intimate, like people you actually care about. So
right.
Maybe I won't be there. But if it was a Mormon wedding, everyone would be there.
For sure.
Everybody would be there. But that's something you see for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And you're still a member of the church. Is that confusing to people? Because some people are very judgmental. They're like, you can't have your ears pierced if you're a member of the church.
Yeah.
Like, do you get comments like that?
Not as much as you would think.
Oh, good.
But, I kind of like it. I think there's, especially in Utah, I think the culture of the church is very judgmental.
Very.
And I think having people that kind of have tattoos and have earrings is actually really awesome, especially when they like represent godly things. I think it's awesome.
Well, you're doing so much good. Like the videos of you giving people laptops, shoes, like giving back to your community and also like representing Christ. Like you are a believer and... You know, you may not look like the Utah Mormon boy, but you're doing so many good things. And I think it's a great example to set. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where did you come up with the ideas to give people shoes and laptops? Like, because that's expensive. Like,
yeah.
You got to pay for that.
Right. I just saw, like, growing up, I'd watch all these YouTubers, which are awesome. Like, the reason I'm doing YouTube is because who I'd watch as a kid.
Yeah.
But sometimes the pranks they would do would ruin people's days. And I would see that and I'd be like, yo, like that's not that cool. Like it's a funny video, but that person's going home sad. And so I just promised myself that if I ever got in the position where I had a big audience, that I would do whatever it takes to spread positivity and just to do things that would make people's days instead of break them. And I just, now that I have the opportunity to give someone a laptop or give someone a pair of shoes, I think it's the least you can do for the people that are literally watching your videos.
I love that. Who films for you when you're doing these pranks and giving things out? Like, who's the person that's filming this?
Mainly my brother, but also I got two homies that I'm really close to that are filming a lot for me.
Okay. Do they get a piece of the pie?
They do. They're doing their own content as well.
Awesome.
And so they film me and then I film them and it's a good trade.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And your all your merch that you have gas, what is it, the Gas Bros,
Gas Boys.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, please forgive me.
All good.
You got the Mumbling merch. Is there any more exciting merch coming out?
I just started my own clothing line called Simple.
Okay, so you're above merch. You have a clothing
line. So I'm trying to have more like
streetwear
clothes that I would actually wear.
Yeah.
But then it's also, you can't make funny videos and not have funny t-shirts.
Yeah, you need it.
Exactly. And so I have like those funny tees on there as well. It's as part of Simple. And then, so it's that and then Gas Boys.
Okay, so you have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
You're like an entrepreneur.
I'm trying. We're getting there.
You're an entrepreneur, 22 years old. What's next for you? Like, do you want to buy a house?
I do. Yeah. I want to buy a car first.
Okay.
And then I want to buy a house.
What do you drive right now?
A Subaru Crosstrek, an orange one.
Orange? Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen an orange one before.
It's an amazing car. I love her.
What year is it?
2015.
Okay, so it's like decent.
Yeah, No, yeah. It's nice.
No, I was driving like a 1996 Ford Explorer. Okay. So like 2015, that means it has like a touchscreen.
It does have a touchscreen.
That's pretty legit. That's pretty legit. Bougie.
Yeah.
Okay, what car would you get? If you could, if money wasn't an option or money wasn't an issue, you get anything. What's your dream?
I want to buy a Cybertruck.
No, you do not.
I do.
No, you do not.
You can shoot that thing with a gun.
Okay.
And it.
It would be great content.
And it just
for
looks
you.
Cool. Exactly.
It would be perfect for right. you. Are you on the wait list?
I'm not, but.
You need to get on it.
I know. I'm thinking about getting on it. I don't know if I actually want to drive one, but I just like have that vision in my head. And videos would be so funny if I'm just driving a Cybertruck around Utah.
No, that actually is perfect for you. I think you need to.
Yeah.
A huge tax write-off. Because exactly. It's for content. Yeah. Absolutely. Has that been hard, like learning that side of the business, like the taxes and like all the grown-up LLC crap that they don't teach you in school?
Yeah. It was definitely really hard. Once I like got an LLC and like a business bank account, I was like, whoa, this is real.
Yeah. Was that before or after the mission?
After.
After. Mm-hmm. That's when things got like legit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Legit. Okay. Would you ever leave Utah?
Younger me really wanted to live in LA.
Yeah. But look like you could live in LA.
Yeah. But now I love Utah. I love the people here. I love how beautiful it is. I love the snow. I love the mountains. And it's just kind of cool. Like if I do end up like being at the top one day, just being able to like say that I stayed in Utah my whole life and didn't go to LA is honestly really cool. And
very
so
cool.
I'm kind of leaning towards that direction. I think I want to stay here, maybe spend some time in California, but.
Well, I love that.
Utah's home.
Utah's the best. I feel like it gets like a bad rep, but it really is the best.
It is.
Some people are a little judgmental, but you get that everywhere.
Right, yeah. You get it everywhere for sure.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Married with kids?
Yes, I do want to be married with kids.
Okay, and Crosby.
Yep.
Is Crosby the one? Are we saying that on here or we can cut this part out?
she might be the one. We haven't got to a year yet, but.
Okay. Okay, but you're in love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. Young love. I love it. But you want babies. How many babies?
We want 4 kids.
4? Yeah. That's a good number.
I think 4 is great number.
I'm at 3.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do 4. It's hard. It sounds
I say
sounds
4,
idea.
But I'm sure after we pop a couple out, it might be.
Yeah.
Might
change. But yeah, you want to be a daddy.
Yeah.
I love it.
So 10 years from now, I do want to have a family. And then I want to be the biggest YouTuber ever. That's my goal.
Let's give you claps. I freaking love it. Dream big or go home. I love it. Okay. Biggest YouTuber ever. In the YouTube world, who have you like connected with or become even not even friends with, but like mutual friends mm-hmm. with? Like, have you ever been in the same room as Logan Paul?
I haven't, but I got Cody Ko talked about me on his podcast, which is really cool.
He
followed
very
me.
Very cool.
Roman Atwood.
Okay.
I think, you know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the Loonies.
I don't.
The Sickos.
The Sickos.
Yeah, they do extreme sports. They're awesome.
Okay.
But.
Were those like your top favorites watching growing up?
Cody Ko. Absolutely. Yeah. Roman Atwood. I was watching that homie since I was like 6 years old. So that one was pretty crazy.
Who's the guy that has like the chocolate bars?
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Who is that? Is he a YouTuber?
He is a YouTuber. He's the biggest YouTuber in the world.
Okay.
I'm 99% sure.
So you want to be bigger than Mr. Beast?
I don't know if I want to be bigger than him because that dude can't like take a step outside without everyone wanting to take a picture with him. But I want to get as big on YouTube as I can.
How many subscribers do you have right now?
Right now, I have 11,000. YouTube's my smallest platform.
Well, YouTube is so hard to grow.
So hard.
It's not like there's an algorithm really that pushes you. I mean, they do the YouTube shorts, mm-hmm. but do you feel like you get any good traction from the YouTube shorts?
I'm slowly starting to. I'm starting to figure it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was stuck it. I'd post a YouTube short and it would get 2,000 views for like 150 videos. And I had no idea how. And then I realized YouTube shorts like shorter videos. And so once I started posting shorter, they started going up and I finally broke like 50K, 75K, 100K.
Okay.
So slowly YouTube's going. And I know that obviously the more consistent you are, the better you get at it. So.
Yeah. Are you going to crap yourself if TikTok goes away?
Did you see? They signed
today. They signed it today. But I feel like someone's going to buy it.
Yeah.
Like a private company will buy it. But what
I hope so. But honestly, like my biggest goal in life has always been YouTube. TikTok is just what is the easiest to grow on right now. And so it kind of gives me motivation to put more effort into YouTube because I definitely could do that.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just a good opportunity for me to start making more YouTube videos.
I love it. Okay. I'm trying to, let me look at my questions, make sure I don't forget a single thing that I needed to ask you.
Okay.
Okay. You want kids. Oh, what would you tell your younger self?
Do not give up.
Do not give up.
It will be the hardest thing you've ever done, but it is going to be the best thing you've ever done.
Do you feel like every time you have like a hard day or a day where you're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, you remind yourself like every hard day is a step closer to like being the best?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what I tell myself. Absolutely. With this. It's like, oh, I want to quit. Oh, I'm one step closer. Yeah.
And I like looking back at where I started.
Yeah.
Because 5 years ago, me, when I first started YouTube, if he saw myself now, he would be so hyped.
Oh, for sure.
And so whenever I get like stressed out or tired, I'm like, I can't stop.
Yeah.
Younger me's so hyped right now. You just got to keep going.
Do you ever get hate?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Apparently there's, I didn't know who these people were when I started posting my mumbling content.
Yeah.
But there's a guy named Kyle Mooney who does something similar where he speaks like gibberish to people, and he's pretty big. And then also a guy named Ed Bedmaster or something.
Okay.
So many people just rip into my comments like, you're copying, which is kind of funny. But
that's annoying.
Yeah.
Well, and the hard thing too is like, if you didn't know they exist, how can you copy somebody?
Right, right.
Like, that's impossible.
And I definitely have my own style. Like,
yeah.
Our video ideas were similar, but like I'm doing it like my way, you know?
Yeah. Have you ever been kicked out of a place for videoing?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Very many times.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you handle those situations? I would feel so awkward. I'd be like,
So I used to film everything. Now I have like someone who films me.
Yeah.
But I used to film all my homies. And so it was really easy for me to hide behind my camera. Like if someone started yelling at me, I'd just go like this.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like look at the screen and not look at them. And it was pretty easy to hide.
Yeah. No, that would be intimidating. What's been like the biggest like awkward moment that you've had doing your videos? Anything that stands out to you?
Yeah. When I first started doing the Can I Skate in Here prank,
uh-huh.
I did it. I probably shouldn't have done it. It was really close to the 9/11 memorial site, but it was just a mall. Like it was a really big mall.
Okay, yeah.
And I was just in New York City. So like, oh, I'm going to go film here. And I walked up to this homie and I was like, yo. And he like thought it was so disrespectful that I said, yo. And then I said, can I skate in here? And he just blew up at me. He called me racist because I said, yo. And he kind of just lost his mind. I'm sure he had a hard day.
Yeah.
But I like in that situation, like I was trying to do something like harmless. It was a harmless prank. And so I just kind of just like froze. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I've never had someone blow up at me like this. And that was probably like the scariest moment I've had filming a video.
Yeah. And you probably had it on film too. Like, did you watch it back and like, did it make you want to throw up?
It was so funny. My brother was filming and he like got scared. So he kind of like put the camera down a little bit.
Did you post it?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Of course you did. You're a prankster. You right. had to post it.
It went viral.
It's content.
Good. Yeah.
Everything's content.
And then another time, this wasn't like in a store or when I was filming, but when I first started making vlogs, we would go like we lit a bike jump on fire. We like lit off fireworks.
Oh my gosh.
And the cops had watched every single one of my videos and they came and knocked on my front door with 8 tickets. And they came and they cited me for everything I've done in the video, which is kind of insane to me. But
wait, that's how much time do they have on their hands? Like, there's actual criminals.
I'm
there's
like, you guys are worried criminals. About a YouTuber with 500 subscribers. Like, I wasn't even big. I wasn't even making money at that time.
Do you remember how much the tickets were in total?
Yeah, it was $3,900. And
no
they ended up reducing it, but I had to do 40 hours of community service in 1 week because I was leaving on my mission. A week from when they knocked on my door.
Oh my.
So they're like, yeah, we'll drop the fines and you don't have to go to court, but you have to do 40 hours of community service, and which was just a full week before I left my mission. So the last week I was here before I left, it was just community service.
What'd you do for community service?
Painting bathrooms.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. So if you ever go to Battle Creek or Tibble Fork.
You painted that.
Yeah. Just admire those bathrooms because I painted them.
Did you leave your signature at the bottom right corner?
No, but I should have.
You 1,000%. I'll go back and sign it. You're like, this is my work. This is my art piece. Yeah. I did this. Okay. I do want to ask you more about Crosby. How'd you meet Crosby?
Just through mutual friends. She's from Arizona.
Okay.
And some of her roommates were hanging out with my roommates, or her friends were hanging out with my roommates. And she was just at my house one day.
And it was love at first sight?
It was love. Not quite.
Okay.
I guess we had hung out before, but we didn't really talk.
Gotcha.
But then once she started coming over to my house, we had some conversations and then.
Is she a prankster?
Not on camera.
Not on camera.
Off camera. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you ever prank her?
No, she really doesn't like to be pranked.
So you're so sweet and respectful.
Yeah, I do want to keep my girlfriend.
I love that. But she's been in, I swear she was in one of your mall videos. She helped you like film.
Yeah, she helps me film every now and then, which is awesome. She's the best.
She can handle the awkwardness.
I have to give her a lot of pep talks.
Yeah.
And she makes me ask them if they can be in a video before she starts recording, which is kind of cute.
That is cute. Yeah, how does that work? Because legally, you can film people in public places. Right. A lot of people don't know that, but like, there's this one annoying guy on TikTok that loves to just stand outside. Have you seen? He stands outside people's places and the owners will come out and be like, you can't film here. And he's like, legally, yes, I can. And it's like, oh my gosh, you're so freaking annoying.
Right.
But like, legally, people can be filmed. But have you had people be like, don't film me, like get angry?
Yeah, all the time. I've had people like try and grab my camera to delete footage when we weren't even like filming them.
Really?
We went to a pool, we were like jumping off diving boards, and I was like filming my friends, and this old dude walked up and was like, delete that footage right now, give me the camera, because he thought he was in it. But some people are really weird about it.
Yeah, have you ever had anybody like try to like come after you legally?
Yes, I've had people threaten to come after me legally. Okay,
but they never actually do it.
It's definitely a waste of their time.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Last question before we take out trash.
Sure.
What advice would you give to content creators that maybe were in your same boat where they're about to leave for a mission or do something where they have to put everything on hold?
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give them?
If I'm speaking to someone who's directly thinking about going on a mission, I would say that those 2 years serving and teaching other people will be the most amazing thing that you can do for your future self. It'll teach you all the skills you need to know to start a family, to get a good job, figure out what you want to do with your life. And for anyone that has a dream and like wants to make videos, it took me 5 years to finally start making money. So do not give up. It is so hard. You'll get so much hate. So many people don't agree with what you know you should do, but never give up.
Never give up.
Never give up.
Never. I love it. Are your parents entrepreneurs? Like, where did you get this mindset from?
My dad is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they seem to raise you really good. You're a good kid. Well, you're an adult now. I act like I'm so much older than you. I'm really not. But like, you're killing it.
Thank you.
You should be very proud of yourself.
And my parents are amazing. My dad's actually a hypnotherapist.
Really?
Yeah, so he does hypnosis to treat people with anxiety, depression, addiction, allergies.
Allergies?
Yeah.
Has he done it on you? Has he done any hypno on you?
Sorry.
No, you're good. There's some water if you need a water. Get yourself a sip. I'll mumble while you take yourself a water.
Yeah, give
I'm going to practice my mumbling. Okay, yeah. So anywhere you go, you can find them for Shim and the Checkers, and then you can come over there with the thing on the side with the water powder. Is that good?
That was really good.
I was just like looking at things in the room and just saying them like weirdly.
Yeah, what helps is when if you like see a word when you do, if you tell people all the time, but then you express it like you really say it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Like when the cover's shown over there with the checkerboard and you just find the thing that gives you more, and then just go over there and it's fine.
Wait, that was good.
Thank you, but so much. I was trying really hard for things.
That was probably some of the best mumbling I've heard.
I'm trying. I'm gonna be the woman mumbler. I'm gonna be walking around people and I'm gonna go over there. Should we go
mumble to people together in public?
Easton, I don't think you understand how much I would love and be honored to do that with you.
If you
ever need like a little side to just sit there and mumble with you, I'm there.
Yeah,
I'm
deal.
There.
I want to do more videos where I go up to someone, but then like someone I know is with them. And so I like stop them together. I'm like, hey, can you get something out the video?
Yeah. And then
that person starts mumbling back to me. So that person gets really confused.
Yeah, they think that they're like going deaf or something, like mentally not okay.
Yeah, so maybe we can make that one happen.
I'm so down. Okay, but your dad's a hypno guy.
Oh, yeah.
Has he hypnoed you? Is that the right term?
he hasn't done hypnosis with me.
Okay.
He does another thing called NLP. It's called neuro-linguistic programming. It's basically just speaking to the subconscious mind. And he does that with me all the time, which is amazing. And I've watched him do hypnosis with other people.
So, and he did that as you were growing up too?
Yeah, he did it on the side. He was a computer programmer.
Okay.
And eventually he quit that and opened up his own wellness center and then started doing that full time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So is he big on like breath work and stuff?
Not breath work specifically.
Realm? Okay.
But I'm sure he dabbles in some breath work.
Okay. I don't know. I'm like, what hypnotherapy places, what do they even like do? Mm-hmm. Is it just like therapy and then they hypnotize you?
He basically does hypnosis to dive into the subconscious mind to figure out what's causing what problems. And something that's really cool is it's actually very correlated with God. And so he'll take people into hypnosis. So, for example, there was this man who had a deathly allergy to apples.
Oh, okay.
And so we did hypnosis with him, and he took him back to a memory. And when he was really young, he was in the orchard picking apples with his mom, and he kept eating them. And his mom said, if you keep eating apples, you're going to get sick. And that memory is what caused his allergy to apples. And so he took him into hypnosis, and he basically just had him like fix that in his brain.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know exactly
the
how it
memory.
Works. Yeah. And then he wasn't allergic to apples anymore.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah, and so he just goes in the subconscious mind, and sometimes what people are holding on to is a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
And so he helps them kind of just give their problems to God and lets God take care of it. And there are some amazing miracles of people with really bad addictions, really bad depression, really bad anxiety, even schizophrenia. And I've watched him help them, heal them.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to have to give me his phone number. I'm sure I got some demons in there that he can work out. I'm not allergic to apples, though, but I'm allergic to, like, my dogs. So if he could help me with that.
I'm sure he absolutely could. I don't know. A lot of allergies are just, like, one session, like 15 minutes, he gets rid of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Well, thanks for letting me do a dumpster deep dive, but now it's time to take out trash of the week.
Okay.
Do you have any trash you need to take out? What's gone on this week? Personal trash is brought to you by Unload. Have you ever imagined never doing laundry again? Or picturing a future where laundry is a thing of the past? I know I constantly fantasize about a life without laundry and no bedding, no kids' clothes, no sneaky socks. And guess what? I found the solution. Unload. Unload is making everybody's dream come true. And Unload is offering unlimited laundry for trashers only for $320 a month. Seriously, unlimited. Take all your laundry baskets, even the ones with clean clothes, and they will take them and bring them back clean and folded and ready to put away. I've been using them for over 7 months now. Well before they were a sponsor, they have changed my life. They had made me have so much more free time to be with my family and do things I actually enjoy, not just hanging up clothes and putting away clothes and all the things that come with doing laundry. And right now they're offering, if you sign up before April, 50% off a home cleaning. And if you're only wanting a home cleaning, you can mention Weekly Trash and get 25% off any of the cleaning services, and they'll throw in a free laundry service. Just book by the end of April. To get more information, book your service, or just get questions answered, go ahead and text or call 801-800-0708. Or you can message them on Instagram at unload.ut or visit their website at unloadhere.com. And make sure to mention Weekly Trash to take care of your cleaning laundry services and get that special Trasher exclusive offer. Thanks, Unload. Anything crazy? What do you do during the week? What's a typical day for Easton
Simpson? Typical day? I just started running. So I wake up in the morning, either go to the gym or run. Or vice versa.
What made you want to start that?
I started going on walks, and it was like the best part of my day. And then I thought it was good to challenge myself, and I had a couple homies that were running. And so I bought a nice pair of running shoes.
What are they, hookahs?
No, they're on running shoes.
Oh, I've never heard of those.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Do they sponsor you? They should.
I looked for their Instagram. I cannot find their Instagram anywhere, but their shoes are amazing.
We need to get an email. We need to get an email, and you need to get on their PR list and get some free running shoes. Go run a marathon. Would you ever run a marathon? Do you want to run a marathon? Is that why you're running?
Yeah. I'm training for a marathon. It's kind of under the table. I haven't announced it yet.
A full-ass marathon.
I'm going to train to run a marathon. I have another homie who just ran a marathon. I don't know. Do you know Garrett Casto? He's from here.
No, but I need to.
I want to train for a marathon, and then I want to race him for a YouTube video. I think it'd be really good.
No, 1,000%. What was his time? Do you remember?
I have no clue.
Because men are fast. Like, obviously men are faster than women, but like a woman's pace for a marathon compared to a man's is crazy. Like,
really?
For me, like, I can run a mile and like the fastest, like comfortably, is like 7 minutes and 30 seconds. Where like a man,
that's
it's
fire.
Like, no, a man, it's like 5 minutes. Like, how fast can you run a mile? Comfortably, I not like out of breath throwing up.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't timed myself running just 1 mile.
Okay.
I can run 3 miles at 8:45 pace.
Okay. Okay, so we could hang.
Yeah,
we could absolutely hang. We could totally run together. But there's going to come a time where you're going to be in way better shape and you're going to be running these like crazy ass 5 minute miles.
Yeah.
Because that's probably what his marathon was. His marathon was probably like in the sixes.
I've been trying to train for like long distance, so I haven't like sprinted as fast as I could in 1 mile, but I'll time it and I'll get back to you.
Are you going
to
do a Utah one? Because Utah ones are easy because they're downhill.
That's a good idea.
The elevation sucks though. Okay. Here. Like if you train here and then you go run it in California, you'll be golden.
Yeah.
Because you'll be like, oh, my lungs can breathe way better here.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, I'm giving you all the tips and tricks. Okay.
I think I moved way past the question, right? You asked what was a typical day.
Yeah, what was a Thanks for going back to the welcome. Beginning. Start a podcast. There you go.
Oh, I should.
You know how to keep a conversation going. Start a podcast, add it onto the YouTube. But okay, typical day, you run.
Okay, so wake up, run, go to the gym, and then if I have a lot to edit, then I'll spend the first half of my day editing, getting all my posts up.
Okay.
And then I have a team that edits my YouTube videos for me. And so I do a lot of like revising and sending them notes. And I'll get some emails sent out and try and see if I can get some brand deals for that week. Get some bills paid. And then usually after like one or two, I'll go out and I'll just film for a couple hours.
Where's your favorite place to go?
BYU.
BYU
is hilarious. There's so many awesome people there.
Okay, the videos where it's like, would you rather have a sip of alcohol or kill your firstborn child? It's like, what?
Yeah, those are wild. I don't know about those ones. But.
Like, I'm not getting there. But no, they're crazy. There's some crazy videos that get taken. I feel like BYU is like every content creator's dream.
Oh, yeah.
To just like go there and just film all day.
Did you see my last video? It was the Under the Arm Challenge.
No.
So funny.
When did you post it?
I posted it like 5 days ago.
Okay, let me.
You should go watch it. I want to get your reaction.
I want to watch it. I'm going to watch it right now. Will you send it to me and I'll put it on the YouTube screen so people can see it? So, okay. Let me. I'm pulling you up. Houston Simpson. Here you go. You guys can tell people that usually when they like come to Sawgrass, how often you does it make you feel uncomfortable when like people, when you hear people listening to you? Are you like, ugh?
Sometimes.
Okay, here we go.
Under the arm challenge for $100.
Which one did you?
This one. Is this it?
Go to the scroll down.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm starting over.
Under the arm challenge for $100.
What does that entail?
You have to avoid my arm with your eyes closed for 60 seconds.
$100 in real cash?
Real cash.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
What'd you come up with this? What? He's trying to pee my pants. What is even happening?
The title of the video is Glitching NPCs in Public.
I'm literally crying. Are his eyes closed? Like, how is he not?
I told him to keep his eyes closed.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. At least he's going to get $100.
You just come back.
And time.
The way he got so low. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, what a precious human.
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
Oh my gosh, Easton, that is so funny. Okay, and how'd you come up with that idea?
That I saw another homie make that video. I guess it was a trend a couple years ago. I never saw it, but.
Oh my gosh, that's freaking hilarious. That's hilarious. Easton, I'm like, either I'm just like way too easy to make laugh or like you are the funniest person on the planet because that was hilarious. So you go to film to BYU. That's your favorite.
Yeah, that's why I love BYU.
Is that right there? Yeah. Okay, yeah, everyone, that was golden. Okay. What do you like to like watch shows? Like
I love shows.
What's your vibe?
You ever seen This Is Us?
I'm sorry.
Best show ever. I just finished it. A week ago.
So you like emotional, devastating, heartbreaking, gut-wrenching shows.
I do. I like shows that are very real.
Okay.
That I can kind of relate with, that are just like, make sense.
Yeah.
That aren't like super dramatic. Because I feel like that's just like a real life show.
Yeah. But
that's my feel for shows.
Okay. You like more of the drama.
Yeah.
The real life drama, though.
Real life drama, yeah.
Okay, see, I pegged you for more like Jackass.
Oh, and definitely Jackass, yeah.
And I don't even know.
If I'm like going to sit down and watch a movie, I'm going to watch something funny like that, or like 21 Jump Street, Neighbors.
21 Jump Street is the best movie.
So funny.
My name's Jeff. Like, I could watch that movie for the rest of my life. So good. Okay. What other things happened this week besides film, working? Do you know what I saw yesterday?
What did you see?
Dune 2.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Have you seen Dune 1?
No, that's why I haven't seen Dune 2 yet.
You need to go watch Dune 1.
Okay.
Everyone's like saying it's like the new Star Wars. Like, it's really the greatest thing that's ever happened because the cinematic levels of, I don't even know. It's just very good, apparently.
Okay.
So I watched the first one. I think it's on Hulu, maybe.
Okay.
Watch the first one. I have no idea what's going on. It's like speaking a different language to me. Okay. Like, I don't know any of the storyline. Apparently they're books, but they're like a big deal. Timothy Chalamet's in it. Zendaya.
Yeah.
Good actors. Okay. Do you know any of those people?
I do, yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
I heard it was really good. I haven't seen it yet.
So then yesterday was my anniversary. I've been married for 8 years.
Anniversary. That's amazing.
Old fart. And we went to go see Dune 2. It's good.
Yeah.
But it's 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's a lot.
My intentions, I was almost scrolling TikTok halfway through. I was like, this is a good movie, but like, what's going on TikTok? Like, it was rough. But I saw that yesterday and it was good. Nice. I recommend. Nice. Okay. I do recommend. Just know it's very long.
Okay.
Very long.
I did see Civil War.
Wait, what's that one?
It's about like a civil war happening in the United States, and like a lot of people like are oblivious to it. And there's about these two photographers. Like journalists that
Wait,
go. Like,
you saw it in theaters?
Yeah, it's out in theaters right now. It's really good.
It's called Civil War?
Yeah. And it's like very realistic, as if like a civil war like happened today.
Wait, how have I not heard of this? I need to go see it.
Yeah, you do got to go see it.
I was telling my guest on Monday, Jason, that I watched a show on Amazon called Fallout. It's about like a freaking video
game. Wait, sorry,
game.
Say that again?
Fallout. Okay. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it.
It's good. Okay. It's good. But if you like
have Ryan Reynolds?
No, but... I know what you're talking about. Okay. I know what you're talking about. No, it's a different one. Which Ryan Reynolds is coming out with a new movie. It was in the previews.
That's
yeah, it's like a kids movie about like imaginary people. It's called If.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know. Okay. What else happened this week? Our lives could not be more different. Like, you aren't married. You have no children.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the thick of potty training. And like, do you have nieces and nephews though?
I do. I have two nieces.
Okay. Yeah. And how old are they?
7 and...
Oh, you're a good uncle. You knew their ages.
I'm trying.
You're trying.
One might be 4. No, definitely 3.
Definitely 3. Is she potty trained?
I'm not sure.
Because that's, if they have any tips or tricks, send them my way.
I'll ask and I'll let you know.
It's freaking rough, man. Kids, they're worth it, but it's fun. It's a fun time.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It'll be great. Okay, are you ready for Trash Topic Can?
Yes.
You're going to pick a topic
out of this trash can.
Let's see what you get.
Okay.
Trash Topic Can is brought to you by Road to Baby. Did you know that 1 in 4 people struggle with infertility, making the dream of growing a family seem like an uphill battle? You've probably heard celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton sharing their own surrogacy stories, shedding light on their journey. But what if I told you there's a team dedicated to making those dreams a reality for everyone? Meet Road to Baby. Road to Baby Agency specializes in surrogacy, egg, and sperm donation. With their expertise, they navigate the bumpy road to parenthood alongside you, ensuring you never feel alone. And if you've ever considered becoming a surrogate, egg, or sperm donor, look no further. Road to Baby believes in fairly compensating those pivotal in making parenthood dreams come true. Surrogates earn between $60,000 to $100,000 for their first-time dedication. Egg donors are generously compensated at $10,000 per donation, while sperm donors earn $5,000 for their first donation. Whether you've ever considered becoming a surrogate, egg donor, or sperm donor, Road to Baby is the place to go. Apply at roadtobaby.com. Again, that's roadtobaby.com. roadtobaby.com. Moment of truth. You're like, I can't read your handwriting.
Would you rather?
Oh, we pick. We pick each other's would you rather.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you go first.
I guess I'll give you yours. Okay. Would you, do we want to do gross? Do we want to do funny? How do we want to go about this? Okay. Would you rather have $1 million, but like that's the rest, that's all the money you have for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Okay. So you have to make $1 million work. Or, this is way harder than I thought, or get $1 a day for the rest of your life.
Oh, how many days are in a typical lifetime?
I don't know. Okay, let's see. Let's say if you live for...
I live to 75.
75. 365 times. This was like the dumbest question. Because like,
would you rather have $1 million?
It's literally only 27,000.
Yeah, I'll pick
it's literally only $27,000. Oh my gosh. Okay, everyone's rolling their eyes. Okay, let me give you another one.
Okay.
Would you rather have the stinkiest breath like on the planet? Like nobody can be around you because your breath smells so bad. Or never be able to have an orgasm. I went there.
Mm. having bad breath would be horrible.
It would be pretty bad.
Am I crazy if I say never have an orgasm?
Yes. Oh my gosh, Easton, that's crazy.
Every person you speak to for the rest of your life is just going to be like this.
I guess that is your job. That is your job. Okay, valid. That's a good answer.
Can I still have kids?
You can still have kids.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, you can still do the finish. you just can't feel it. Okay. You know? Okay. All right, there you go. There you have it. He would rather have bad breath than have an orgasm. Love it. Okay, your turn to give me one.
Okay.
You're probably going to be way better at this.
I should have been thinking while you were going, huh?
It's too difficult.
Would you rather have no arms?
Okay.
Or no legs?
No legs, because I could do a wheelchair, baby. I'd be so fast. I'd be so quick. I'd be jacked. Okay. My arms would be ripped. I would be killing it. I'd be on like one of those basketball teams.
Yeah.
Like
that's actually an obvious question.
Like,
let me look up like a really good
one. No, that's cheating.
But it then it,
okay,
it,
fine.
Then
okay, it's good go. Content, okay, you know? Okay, good content. Okay, fine. Okay. What are you saying? Mine weren't good? Is that what you're trying to say, Easton?
No, I'm just saying mine aren't as good as yours.
No, Easton, it's fine. The whole $1 million or $1 a day was was real shitty.
Best would you rather question.
All of them are like, would you rather jump off a cliff or drown? How would you rather die? I'd rather drown.
Would you rather sneeze glitter or burp confetti?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I think I'd rather sneeze glitter.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Just like, because it's like cute and pretty and like sparkly. Yeah. Confetti is like paper, like you would choke and die. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pick one really quick.
Okay.
We'll see what I get. Last dream that you remember. Do you remember your dreams?
I do. I had a crazy one last night.
Wait, just last night?
Yeah. I woke up, like told my homie about it when I woke up.
I love how you say homie. My homies about it. I told my homies.
I was in Europe.
Okay.
And something bad happened. I don't know what happened, but me and him were basically like running around. I think we were in Germany, together. There's people with guns and I like, just trying to get back into my hotel, but it was like taken over by like evil people or something like that.
Okay.
There's a lot more to it in my dream, but that's the best that I can
do. Did you wake up scared? Or were you like
I was kind of a little bummed that I wasn't in Germany. I was like, oh dang.
That is kind of a bummer. Yeah. Germany looks pretty nice. I want to go to Amsterdam. Last dream I remembered was my teeth were falling out. It's a recurring dream that I have all the time where like I'm eating and all of a sudden I'm like swallowing my teeth and I can like feel my teeth falling out and I'm like eating my teeth and it's the worst.
I have those all the time.
And I get it all the time. So
I think that means something, but I can't remember what
it means. I know. If anybody knows dreams experts out there, let us know because I'm curious. It has to mean something. Maybe it means that like I need to brush my teeth more. I don't know.
It could.
I brush my teeth quite a lot though. I feel like I'm good at like hygiene. So yeah. I don't know.
I keep having dreams that I'm failing math. I was like 3 times this month.
Those are the scariest ones because it brings you back into high school. But you were like smart though. You were like a smart guy in like AP.
And that's why I like feel this pressure in my dream. I'm like, oh, like I can't fail a class. Like I was supposed to be.
What was your GPA?
I had 3.7.
Okay.
So barely on the honor roll.
Oh, that's way better than mine. Okay, what do you think my GPA was?
What do I
look like? Do I look like
you just said way better than mine?
Yeah, I guess I kind of gave
so
it
I'm
away.
So I'm gonna guess 3.3.
You think I'm in the threes?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Ethan! No, I had a 1.9.
Oh, that's pretty good.
1.9. I couldn't even like play high school sports because I didn't have a 2.0. So, yeah.
Well, now you have the coolest podcast in the world.
So now I have a podcast where I take out trash with cool people that mumble, and it's literally like the funnest thing. And I go over there and I see when they're driving there, and I try to mumble and go in again.
Wait, what did you say?
What? Crazy. Crazy. Easton, thanks so much for coming on Weekly Trash and taking out trash with me and letting me deep dive you. Everyone's going to be very excited. I'm
excited
honored.
About this. Thank you for
I'm
having
very
me.
Very honored.
It was a pleasure.
If you ever start a podcast, I'll come on. Okay. I know you really want me, so okay. I'll come on. If you ever want to mumble to strangers with me.
We should make that happen. I think these guys would be really excited about that.
No, it'd be a good time. Okay, everybody, have the best week ever, and don't forget to take out your trash. Bye.
Bye, guys.